Ben here now with the sport. Change the subject, Ben.
Yeah, well, we'll start with the FA Cup first round draw. How about that? Three of our sides left in the competition. League One leaders Charlton travel to Halifax Town. Gillingham go to Bournemouth, and Bromley, our only non-league side left, will play Leyton Orient. It was a disappointing weekend for our sides in the Cup. Dover and Dartford both lost, as did Ebbsfleet United in a bit of a shock result. Manager Liam Daish fears their premature exit is one the club can ill afford. They lost to Redbridge, who are three divisions below them and the lowest ranked team left in the competition. They miss out on prize money of more than £12,000, and Daish fears there could be consequences.
Know how hard it is at the moment, and we work out there to get money in, but and this is probably was, I'm sure, chairman and directors took this as a possible, you know, it was going to be a revenue again for us, but it's not going to be this year. I'm sure there may be ramifications one way or the other.
In the league, Gillingham lost 2-1 at Morecambe to slip to 10th in League 2. There were no such problems for League 1 leaders Charlton, though. They beat Hartlepool 4-0. In the Premier League, Tottenham beat QPR 3-1 at White Hart Lane and are now 5th. The Wales international Gareth Bale scored two of their goals, and he says the best side won.
We went in at half-time, we were well-deserved of the 2-0 lead, should have been more, but it wasn't to be. But we came out in the second half a bit sloppy and we paid for it. I think there was a bit of nerves, I think, at the start of the second half, but I think as soon as we got the third, it kind of settled us down and we were able to kind of see the game out in the end and get the 3 points.
Sebastian Vettel won the inaugural Indian Grand Prix yesterday after a lights-to-flag victory. Jenson Button and Fernando Alonso rounded off the podium. On the ice, Invicta Dynamos enjoyed a double-winning weekend, beating the Whitelink Raiders 8-4 in the Southern Cup on Saturday before beating Oxford City Stars 6-3 last night. In the Hong Kong Sixes, Kent's Darren Stevens was on the losing side as England's cricketers lost to Pakistan in the tournament's final. And finally, the undoubted match of the weekend came in the Kent League Cup, where Canterbury drew 6-6 with Fisher.
Wow.
6-6. It was remarkably, that wasn't the main talking point of the game.
No.
6-5 to Canterbury in injury time. Fisher scored a perfectly good goal, but the officials thought it hadn't gone in. Knowing it was a goal to Fisher, the Canterbury manager then told his goalkeeper to pass the ball straight to the opponent's Nathaniel Bell so he could equalise. And if you're a little bit confused, here's the Canterbury manager, Paul Murray, to explain.
The referee and the linesman on the far side disallowed it, saying it had gone over the bar and landed on top of the net. What happened was there was a hole in the net. The ball had gone through the net and landed on basically on the top sort of part of the net. So, cut a long story short, the referee disallowed the goal. I told my goalkeeper to he gave a goal kick. I told the goalkeeper to kick it to their centre forwards so that they could score.
There was a hole in the net. It's outrageous, isn't
it? And they all lived happily ever
after. Isn't the referee supposed to check the goals and
they
the nets
indeed,
before
yes.
the game?
As a referee myself,
you should know this.
You know, you have to do all your pre-match checks like
yes.
a good boy scout.
Obviously, they didn't. Obviously
Maybe
they
he was
didn't.
Running late, bless him.
anyway, lovely. Thank you, Ben. Ben's back with more sport just after 8 o'clock.